This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The North American International Auto Show has just opened to the press in Detroit, showcasing this year's new models and the shape of cars and trucks to come. Chava Chera has been checking out the new lines. He's the editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine, and he joins us from the arena where the show is being held. Chava Chera, I take it that this is the year of the car. If other years were all about trucks and SUVs, this year it's all about cars.
Well, cars are definitely coming back, particularly with the Detroit automakers. And the reason is because truck competition is now so strong that it's awfully hard to make a lot of money in trucks. And for a while, Detroit had become dependent on the truck profits. They were ahead in that game. But the competitors have caught up in some areas and are catching up in the others. So they have to go back to cars in order to make some money there because there's no easy money left in this business.
And what have they come up with? What have you seen?
Well, we have new full-size cars from really all of the big three. Ford is going to be producing a car called the 500 that will replace the Taurus. It's a little bit higher off the ground, so those people who like the higher seating position that they've gotten in SUVs will get a certain amount of that in this car. It has an absolutely huge trunk. Ford claims it will hold 8 full-size bags of golf clubs. At Chrysler, they've got a new line of sedans. Chrysler will have something called a 300, and Dodge will have a version called the Dodge Magnum. And these are rear-drive sedans as opposed to the front-drive ones they've replaced. Very unusual styling. They have big grills in the front. They have a relatively compressed greenhouse, which is the part of the car that sits above the rest of the body. And they look very striking going down the road.
And GM has a new Corvette?
GM has a new Corvette, the sixth-generation Corvette. A little bit more power than before, up to 400 horsepower, revived suspension, and a much more luxurious interior.
No, it's not just Detroit automakers there at the International Auto Show, obviously. And Toyota, I take it, is unveiling a big, big truck, the FTX, which the designer's calling the biggest, meanest truck out there.
Well, the Japanese have slowly been closing in on the Americans in the full-size pickup area. This will probably be the next generation Tundra, and it will be built in a new factory they're putting up in San Antonio, and they'll be able to crank out 300,000 of these a year.
What have you seen that's interesting in hybrid cars?
Well, the new announcement at the show is the Toyota Hybrid Highlander. And the Highlander is a crossover SUV. It's mid-sized, it's based on a car, but it has all-wheel drive and the basic SUV look. And in this case, Toyota is going for performance with this particular hybrid. And they're doing this by not downsizing the gasoline engine like most hybrids get. You don't get quite as much fuel efficiency, but the fact is there's really relatively few Americans willing to pay the premium for a hybrid powertrain in order to get better gas mileage. But there's a lot of Americans who are willing to pay more to get more performance.
What's out there for the buyer who's looking for the car that just looks really great? You know, the Miata or the PT Cruiser of 2004. What have you seen?
Well, there's a lot of cool things out there. Chrysler has a Crossfire, which is their sports car. It has a very Art Deco look to it. The new Mustang looks terrific. We have the first totally redesigned Mustang in 25 years, and the styling of this car goes back to the 60s. If you like the car that Steve McQueen was driving in the movie Bullet, you'll love this Mustang because it looks very, very much like that car. But, of course, with modern performance, modern handling, modern safety features, it's very cool.
Chava Chera, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Melissa.
Chava Chera is the editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. He's at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit.